Welcome to Seal Stadium in San Francisco, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting third. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Johnny Gorrell. Batting eighth. The catcher, L. Tapp. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting second. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting third. The center fielder, Willie Mays. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Hank Sauer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Orlando Cepeda. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Darryl Spencer. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Antonelli. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Johnny Antonelli. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cepeda settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Cepeda. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schmidt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is hit by the pitch. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer takes first base on ball four. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. L. Tap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hobby moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-1 in the game. Davenport hits a fly ball towards left. Morin settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Morin. Antonelli moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin is called out on strikes. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson hits a pop-up towards third. Davenport settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 0-for-1 in the game. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Mays reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sauer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mays scores. It's 1-0, Giants. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-1 in the game. Cepeda strikes out. One out. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0-for-1 in the game. Spencer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. L. Tapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Tapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gorrell moves to second. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hobby is called out on strikes. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-2 in the game. Walls hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Antonelli hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gorrell. Davenport moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Hobby. Davenport moves to third. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Mays hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0-for-2 in the game. Cepeda hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 2 in the game. Spencer hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 2 in the game. Kirkland strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Antonelli fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Gorrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorrell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gorrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Bolger pinch hits for El Tap. Jim Bolger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bolger takes first base on ball four. Frank Urnaga pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Frank Urnaga is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Urnaga hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Cal Neiman now catching. Dolan Nichols now pitching. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0 for 2 in the game. Schmidt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Antonelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Antonelli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Antonelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Antonelli. The throw from Neiman and he is out, Taylor applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 3 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Nichols fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 3 in the game. Walls hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Giants. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Sauer. Banks reaches second base with a double. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Morin hits a fly ball into left field. Sauer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Mays settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Mays is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mays is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mays hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Mays reaches second base with a double. Hank Sauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sauer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sauer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gorel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda is 0 for 3 in the game. Cepeda hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Niemann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Morin. Spencer reaches second base with a double. Mays scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Ed Meyer now pitching. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0 for 3 in the game. Kirkland hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Whitey Lockman now playing left field. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 3 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Gorel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gorel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spencer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Cal Niemann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niemann is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, San Francisco Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Seal Stadium in San Francisco.